Hello, this is Auntie B's Knees with your business report for the week of October 6th. This week, we begin to disentangle the complicated legacy of Canadian mining giant Cambior Incorporated. Less than 2 weeks ago, Cambior announced a merger with Ariane Gold Corporation in an all-share agreement worth $60 million. The deal gives Cambior control of a gold mining exploration project in French Guiana. The project, known as Camp Cayman, will be Cambior's third major interest in South America's Guiana Shield, a geological belt spanning French Guiana, Suriname, and Guyana. Under the agreement, Ariane shareholders will receive one Cambior share for each 2.91 Ariane shares they own. More than 44 million Ariane Gold shares will be replaced by about 16.3 million shares issued by Cambior on completion of the deal. Cambior, with nearly four times as many shares as Ariane, will dilute its shareholder base by about 7.5% to swallow the smaller company. The agreement has the approval of each company's board of directors. Two-thirds of Ariane shareholders must also approve the deal before the merger is sealed. But the transaction is scheduled to close later this year, and the agreement includes a breakup penalty of $2.2 million if Ariane shareholders vote to back out of the deal or to accept another offer. Ariane was incorporated less than 2 years ago in March 2002. The company was formed to control exploration permits and other assets in French Guiana divested by Hope Bay Gold Corporation when that company merged with Miramar Mining. In May 2000, Hope Bay had acquired CBJ France, a subsidiary of Cambior, with exploration permits in French Guiana. In February 2002, CBJ France bought Asarco Guyane Française, a subsidiary of Mexican-American mining giant Asarco. This purchase included permits for the Camp Cayman Advanced Gold Mine Exploration Project. Within 4 months, Camp Cayman and all of CBJ France's assets in French Guiana were transferred to Ariane. Now, with its takeover of Ariane, Cambior resumes control of its former subsidiary in French Guiana, CBJ France. This maze-like web of mergers and subsidiaries is not uncommon for Canadian mining companies with interests overseas, as mining executives scramble for the next load of pay dirt while working to circumvent pernicious tax laws and ownership regulations. Ariane's registered office is located in Toronto, but the company's head office is in the Bahamas, presumably as a tax shelter. Despite this cost-cutting maneuver, in its 18 months of operation, Ariane managed to lose about $4 million. While the company has 11 other permits for mining exploration in French Guiana, Ariane's main asset is the Camp Cayman Gold Mining Project, located in the Kaw Mountain region of French Guiana's northeastern coast. French Guiana is the only remaining European territory in the continental Americas. It is governed as an overseas department of France and is subject to both French and European law, including environmental and conservation measures. But, like all good colonies, French Guiana also has a huge trade deficit with France and the United States, high unemployment, and an economy based on the export of raw materials like wood, fish, and gold to industrialized nations. Six distinct indigenous peoples live on land surrounding the Camp Cayman project, but their rights and traditions as distinct peoples are not recognized under French law. Instead, all inhabitants of French Guiana are considered to be French citizens, there is no special consideration granted to indigenous peoples or their traditional ways of life, and indigenous groups are not separately consulted on issues affecting them or their lands. French Guiana is the smallest and least populated territory in South America, with less than 200,000 inhabitants. Located slightly north of the equator between Brazil and Suriname, this country is almost entirely covered by tropical rainforest known as the Guiana Shield. This shield is an ecologically sensitive geographical and geological belt stretching from Brazil to Colombia, encompassing the world's largest expanse of undisturbed, pristine tropical rainforest. In French Guiana alone, dozens of new species are discovered in the forest each year. However, this forest is under serious threat of encroachment by farming, logging, and yes, mining interests. The Camp Cayman project is located within a natural regional park, established in the northeast corner of French Guiana in March 2001. This park includes the Kaw wetlands, with one of the last stable South American populations of black caimans, and Mount Kaw. The area is unique for its mixture of marsh and mountain, and for its remarkable biological wealth. The region is also home to numerous archaeological sites, including one of the most spectacular examples of petroglyphs or rock carvings in the region. The threat posed to this area by gold mining projects like Camp Cayman is serious indeed. Gold mining is one of the most damaging and wasteful forms of resource extraction. The 2,170 tons of gold mined in 1992 produced an estimated 650 million tons of waste, more than was created by iron mining in that year, even though 200,000 times as much iron was mined. The amount of earth excavated to produce a typical pair of wedding bands would fill a hole 6 feet wide, 6 feet deep, and 10 feet long. A common form of large-scale gold extraction is known as heap leach open pit mining. First, a giant crater of ore is excavated. Then a cyanide-based solution is sprayed on the vast pile of rock to leach out the gold particles. Cyanide is one of the most rapidly acting lethal poisons. Adverse effects of cyanide on fish have been reported at levels of 10 parts per billion. Human beings can experience decreased respiratory and thyroid functions, cardiac pain, vomiting, headaches, and central nervous system toxicity from ingesting even the tiniest amount of cyanide. A teaspoon of 2% solution can be lethal. Heap leach, open pit mining, leaves cyanide-laced acidic waste in containment facilities known as tailings ponds or waste rock dumps. On numerous occasions over the last century, such facilities have collapsed, burst, or seeped poison into surrounding land and waterways. Time and time again, tailings disasters at open pit mines have dumped avalanches of heavy metals, acids, and cyanide into neighboring ecosystems and water sources, polluting drinking water and poisoning crops, fish, and livestock. Although this dangerous and environmentally destructive process has been outlawed by many nations, it continues to be used in gold mining operations around the world, and is precisely the type of gold mining planned for the Camp Cayman project, according to a preliminary assessment completed last July. Camp Cayman is still under exploration and not expected to begin gold production until 2007. It will cost Cambior more than $60 million to get the project online, but the payoff could be huge. Camp Cayman contains an estimated 1.2 million ounces of mineable gold, with a high potential for the discovery of additional ounces. One study reported that the site has the potential for an open pit mining operation averaging 96,000 ounces of gold per year over a 10-year period. At a market value of approximately $350 per ounce, Cambior stands to make millions of dollars in profit. That would be big news for this gold mining giant, which has had an extremely checkered past littered with tales of financial mismanagement and environmental scandal. Cambior was first incorporated in November 1973 as Niobec to signify the company's interest in mining niobium, a metal used in stainless steel alloys. The company changed its name to Cambior in 1986 after purchasing a number of Canadian mining interests from the Quebec government during a privatization spree in the mid-1980s. Between 1986 and 1996, under the leadership of CEO Louis Guignac, Cambior grew from a small, unknown company with 24 employees to one of North America's top 10 gold producers, with 1,800 employees and mining interests in Canada, the U.S., Mexico, Argentina, Peru, Chile, Suriname, and Guyana. In 1991, two top company executives were convicted and fined in one of the larger insider trading stock market scandals in Quebec history. Also in that year, the company was forced to pay fines for four unspecified environmental offenses at its Quebec operations. In 1992, Cambior was charged by the Quebec Environment Ministry for failing to immediately report a spill of mine tailings in one of its mines. In 1995, a scandal erupted after a tailings disaster released cyanide into waterways surrounding Cambior's Ome mine in Guyana. In 1999, the company was virtually brought to its knees for hedging gold contracts as gold prices rose. The company was forced to borrow money to buy gold on the open market to meet delivery requirements under its hedge contracts. In the face of plummeting share prices, Cambior embarked on an extensive restructuring and debt consolidation plan, selling off interests in Canada, Mexico, Peru, Argentina, and French Guiana. Since 1999, Cambior has been able to reduce the debts it owes to creditors including J.P. Morgan Chase Canada, the Bank of Nova Scotia, and the National Bank of Canada. But Cambior also continues to lose money and hasn't paid out any dividends to its shareholders since 1999. Having made it through the roughest weather, Cambior is looking to fast-track its South American development projects to return to the black. Cambior currently has a stake in 55 exploration projects in northwestern Quebec, Colorado, Guyana, Suriname, Peru, and now in French Guiana. According to Cambior CEO Louis Guignac, quote, "The acquisition of the Camp Cayman Gold Project is consistent with our growth strategy and provides an excellent opportunity for the company to add value to the project given its 12 years of expertise in the Guiana Shield," end quote. Next week, Auntie Bee's Knees will take a closer look at those 12 years of expertise as we peer into the murky stories of Cambior's Ome Gold Mine in Guyana and Rosebel Exploration Project in Suriname. Till then, this is Auntie Bee's Knees signing off and reminding you to put your money where your mouth is and invest ethically.